Welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. I'm here to help you become a change agent in your own life. So if you're feeling stuck in a pattern, a behavior that leaves you feeling dissatisfied, discontent, disconnected, and plain unhappy, this show is for you. If you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, and you're tired of feeling held back, we're here for you. If your problem involves somebody else who has a problem habit, this show can support you in taking care of yourself. And if you have any area of your life that is problematic and you want to move forward in new ways, welcome aboard. What I know is that you can unwind the habits of thinking, feeling, and acting that have been blocking you from reaching the future you want for your life. In Habits into Health programs, including this podcast, you can discover the hidden layers in yourself that are at the root of what's getting in the way of the changes you want to make. One saying we have in this show is, let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. This comes from understanding that insight isn't enough to create change, and that we humans learn from what we do, from action and experience. But action for its own sake can only give you short-term results. It's hard to sustain. When your actions are connected to source, however, this is the most valuable of all, because you can allow your mind to be in service to your whole self rather than being a dictator running the show. In Habits into Health, you get to teach yourself through developing self-contact, and this supports you in action that is connected to who you truly are. Before we go into our practice, though, I want to invite you to offer feedback. Come to habitsintohealth.com and submit a comment. If you want to keep your feedback private, just let us know and we won't post it publicly on the website. While you're visiting, help us tell the world about the value you're experiencing here by submitting a rating and review on iTunes. Click on the Listen to iTunes link at any podcast on the website. Then click on View in iTunes and go to Ratings and Reviews. Thanks a lot. And while you're there, why not subscribe to this podcast? And you'll hear about each episode as soon as it's posted. You can also subscribe to Habits into Health on Facebook. Just search for Habits into Health on Facebook.com. And while you're on our website, click on the link for our free gift and enjoy what you find there. So let's head into our Habits into Health exercise for today. I have pre-recorded a practice that is designed to support you in a specific kind of self-exploration through self-contact. I hope you enjoy it. So I invite you to take a few minutes, be attentive to what's going on physically, because as I've said before, this energetic field that you call your body is the foundation for everything that you are and everything that you know about yourself. And even if you're really athletic and you go to the gym, or you're involved in Tai Chi or yoga or some other physical practice, you might not be tapping into a deeper level of bodily experience that is involved in creating and even bringing down or bringing back habitual behaviors that are getting in your way. So I'd like for you to take yourself to a time, maybe it would be in the recent past, maybe in the far past, where you had an experience that was very disappointing to you. And as you consider this, I'd like for you to notice what's going on physically in you right now. As you think about this disappointment, where do you feel yourself? You might do what's called a little body scan if you're not sure, or if you have this answer, I feel it everywhere. So let's do a little body scan here to give you an experience of that. I'm going to invite you to start with your head, with the top of your head. And if you can, if you're in a place where you can do that, put your hand on top of your head and press down a little bit to make contact with the top of your head. And then you can let your attention come to your forehead,
move a hand there if you'd like. Or you could make a frown, do something physical there. And then undo the frown. Bring your attention, not just your awareness, but the actual physical attention down to the lower part of your face. And that might mean tightening in your jaw. You might notice down into your throat and into your shoulders and upper chest. You experiencing disappointment there? Just notice what you might be doing. You're arching your back, collapsing in your chest, stiffening. Let your attention go into your arms and down into your hands, and also down the diaphragm and your trunk and into your belly and pelvis. You might experience some disappointment there. And then let your attention go to your thighs, your butt, down your knees. We're doing this body scan fairly quickly. Down to your calves and your shins. Notice the experience that you're having in your ankles and your feet. Now, you might be a person where you recognize disappointment, that it's, something that's really close to you. You experience it a lot. And you may be a person who experiences it in one part of you more than others. You might also just be noticing where it is in you right now, and that may not be a consistent place. That's okay. We're not trying to find the place where you experience disappointment. The goal in Habits into Health exercises is to begin to build options for how you connect with yourself physically, how you use yourself physically, and to develop your way of working with what's happening right now helps you build a skill set for the future. So, disappointment. How is it that you're experiencing disappointment right now? Now, you might have a story attached to this. Oh, you had an appointment to meet with someone for breakfast and they didn't arrive, or they didn't arrive on time. Or you just got a grade back from a test that you took. Maybe it was a certification program for your profession. Or it might have just been an English exam. Where is it that you experience that? And if most of where you experience it now is you're thinking about it, I call your attention to what's going on above and behind your eyes and between your ears. There is actually sensation in the brain. So you might be able to recognize that as an energy, or to recognize any physical patterns that are associated with that. Squinting, frowning, tightening or squeezing, even closing your eyes involves muscular action. So the first step is beginning to acclimate yourself to awareness, recognition. Whatever it is that you are telling yourself is going on actually has a physical component to it. And that's not theoretical. It's real. It's in the moment. It's now. And this is the first step, recognition. So I call your attention to noticing. And this might not seem like much. Well, what good does this do? A lot of people will ask me. What does noticing do? It just makes me feel worse. Initially, sometimes that happens. You are calling attention to something in yourself that feels uncomfortable or that you don't want to feel. But that's not the way out. It doesn't work to try to shove aside that which is uncomfortable. At least that's not my experience in working with people and working with myself for, almost 30 years now. Trying to run away from whatever it is that's going on only keeps it around longer. It doesn't help to push it away. Rather, the way to undo what we've created is to engage with it. It's kind of counterintuitive. What? I'm going to move towards something I want to move away from? And initially, yes, that's the truth. And we do that by calling our attention to it. One of the metaphors that I use is if you have, you know, an injury and you end up with having some tissue damage there that's pretty serious, and you go into the emergency room and they see that you've got some dead tissue, they're going to have to cut it out. They're not just going to cut out the dead tissue. They're going to try to make sure they got it all out. And that involves sometimes cutting out some living tissue as well. But the thing is if you don't do anything, if you just patch it over, put a Band-Aid on it, it's going to spread and kill you. So most of the time when people have this choice around, oh, they have gangrene, what do? Well, they might lose a limb. They might lose a portion of a limb that involves some loss of muscle, but they'll choose their life first. So that's what I'm inviting you to do. Don't be afraid to enter into, in this case we're talking about disappointment. Don't be afraid to enter into it. The real work is learning what's going on and entering it slowly enough that it doesn't overwhelm you so that you can actually learn how to manage it.
Well, I hope this was valuable for you and that you can use this practice during the week and beyond. Over time with practice, you can become more effective at experiencing self-contact through the actions that you take that are connected to Source. Rather than pushing away uncomfortable states, you can recognize that they are signals to learn from. And while initially you might feel uncertain, you can come to a new level of understanding about your true rhythm and your real needs. And this is what happens when you develop self-contact and the ability to manage it. In this way, you are letting the body lead so that your mind doesn't have to stay trapped in its beliefs. Every moment that you have a chance to practice this process, even when the outcome is a very small one, it grows layers of you that will pay off when the outcome is really important. For now, it's time to sign off. Just know that we are all about making the building blocks of the habits that keep you stuck more visible so that you can deal with them more successfully. This works whether you're dealing with your own patterns or if you care about someone else whose habit is creating problems for them and for you, and you want to support them without getting trapped in their issues and take care of yourself. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.